This weekend, the southern Brazilian city of Porto Alegre has become the self-appointed capital of the International Movement Against Economic Globalization. The first annual World Social Forum is a reaction against the World Economic Forum being held at the same time in Davos, Switzerland. While Davos has come to represent the global march toward lower trade barriers, activists in Porto Alegre say globalization has gone too far, and they want to organize a worldwide movement to stop it. NPR's Martin Casti reports.
Porto Alegre is a fitting host for what has popularly become known as the Anti-Davos Conference. This southern region of gaucho cowboys and European immigrants is historically one of the most rebellious parts of Brazil. Like the American South, it tried to secede in the 19th century. Now, Porto Alegre is hosting the 21st century rebels against globalization and encouraging them with outdoor concerts by typical gaucho bands that go on stage with knives sticking out of their belts. Attending this meeting are nearly 4,000 delegates and official guests from unions and non-governmental organizations, ranging from Argentina's Mothers of the Disappeared to José Bové, the French farmer who grabbed the world's attention by leading attacks on McDonald's. Bové says the unifying theme at this conference is the belief that the recent move toward a more fluid world economy under the World Trade Organization has been a mistake.
We don't think that free market is the best way for people to live on this earth, because since 95, since the Marrakesh round, which was the beginning of WTO, the poor country had never been so poor and the rich country so rich. So we have to change the rules.
The activists at this conference also generally reject what they call neoliberalism, the American-inspired philosophy that smaller government is better. Latin American leftists are especially upset over the sale of state-run companies to foreign investors over the past decade. Brazilian Mario Vilas Boas says the privatization of utilities and phone companies is part of a conspiracy.
There is a hidden objective. That hidden objective is to transfer the sovereignty of all states to the corporations.
Although Latin Americans dominate this conference, there are also quite a few Europeans here, and they generally share the reigning skepticism about the promised benefits of a borderless world. Sven Hansen says he came here from Sweden because he thinks globalization is ruining most people's quality of life.
So what we have to do is to strengthen the social web that exists locally, that is destroyed in many places. That's why people feel insecurity, because they don't know it's their neighbors, and there's a lot of robbery, and there's a lot of run-down neighborhoods and stuff like that. In a local society, you shouldn't have that.
While almost everyone at the Porto Alegre conference distrusts the kind of globalization represented by Davos, there's no unanimity about what the solution should be. Participants do seem likely over the next few days to agree on at least three broad goals: building up the social welfare state, stopping payment on third world debt, and making it harder for multinational companies to move money across borders. All three ideas likely to be anathema to the corporate leaders and financial institutions meeting at Davos. Martin Casti, NPR News, Porto Alegre, Brazil.